Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for February 19th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Later this year, Google's mobile operating system will get a massive visual overhaul and more privacy controls. The months-long process to a consumer release starts, though, with the Android 12 developer preview, which is now available. This is the sixth year that Google is giving the public an early look at what direction Android is going in. Like in 2020, the preview is getting underway in February rather than March to give developers more time to offer feedback and update their applications. With Android 12, Google is especially focusing on giving developers new tools for building great experiences for users. This starts with notifications, getting a new design and layout that allows more information to be shown, in addition to smoother transitions and animations across the OS. Alerts should also open faster as Android 12 encourages developers to switch away from old notification implementations. It will be easier to paste images, videos, and other rich content due to a new unified API that lets apps accept content from any source, be that a clipboard, keyboard, or drag and drop. On that front, this release adds AV1 image file format support for higher quality media without requiring more space. Similarly, apps will work with HEVEC even without developer support. When watching video, playing a game, or using any other full screen experience, immersive mode will work better with gesture navigation and single swipes. On the audio front, Android 12 can have haptics correspond to audio playback. This makes possible custom per-contact vibrations or simulating rough terrain in racing games. There's also improvements to audio that includes spatial information with support for 24 channels, which is up from 8. Beyond letting app developers do more, privacy is a continued focus with more controls over identifiers, as is app compatibility. More parts of the OS can be updated through Google Play using Project Mainline, with an Android runtime module allowing Google to quickly improve runtime performance and correctness, manage memory more efficiently, and make Kotlin operations faster. Google will have lots to share as we move through the release, with the priority right now on features for developers. There will be 7 developer previews and betas before the final consumer launch, while Google today released an Android 12 preview for Android TV. For those of you with the Pixel 3a, it looks like the December 2020 update may have done some weird things to the corners of your screen or display. We've recently seen an uptick in complaints about the camera on selected Google Pixel camera hardware, but complaints are rising about a weird screen quirk introduced to the Pixel 3a following the December 2020 security patch and subsequent Pixel feature drop. Let's first say that while this looks to be a very minor issue that you might not have even noticed, it is noticeable at certain angles. Basically, since the December 2020 update dropped, reports have grown that the software masking of the Pixel 3a screen corners has been disabled. This changes the normally soft curves in the very corners to be angular or sharp when your device is held at certain angles. It's very, very small but simultaneously difficult to sort of unsee once you have noticed the little square edges at the corners of your Pixel 3a display. There's no need to panic, as this is most definitely a software-related issue that will likely be fixed in a future update. There are plenty of complaints, though, over on the Pixel Phone Help forums and the Google Pixel subreddit of people experiencing this weird little screen problem. Many are complaining that the corners are just a pixel or two off, which makes it mildly infuriating once you have noticed the problem, that is, should you be affected. Neither the January or February 2021 patches have resolved the problem for Pixel 3a owners, but should Google be aware of this funny little screen corner problem, we're sure it will be resolved in good time. It's worth noting that this issue does not affect any of the operational capabilities of your device, nor does it hinder performance. It just happens to look pretty odd. No other Pixel devices appear to exhibit the same issues, and it's not clear if the Pixel 3a XL is directly affected. To say the launch of Google Stadia platform has been rough is an understatement. A huge lack of games, miscommunication with eager early adopters, and more plagued the first few months of Stadia. Among those problems was game quality, specifically that games like Destiny 2 weren't 4K UHD on Stadia, as Google had heavily implied. Now though, Google may face a class action lawsuit over 4K game claims on Google Stadia. A lawsuit originally filed in New York in October 2020 has recently been surfaced as this suit moved to the New York Federal Court. The case alleges that Google greatly exaggerated the streaming quality and display resolution in order to juice subscription numbers for Stadia ahead of the platform's launch. We addressed this issue around the time of Stadia's launch, talking about how Google was indeed exaggerating the quality of games. It is true that Google did explicitly say all games would be streamed at 4K 60fps, but it was later clarified that some games would render at low resolutions and be upscaled to hit the optional 4K 60 stream that Google was originally referring to. While Google's claims were slightly misleading, they boil down to miscommunication and mismanagement, seemingly a pattern in Stadia's leadership that it just can't break. The hardware behind Stadia is in fact more powerful than the PS4 or Xbox One, as promised, and games are playable in 4K UHD. Destiny 2 lacks 4K UHD on Stadia, but that's not Google's fault, it actually lies on the developer. Bungie's choice to prioritise frames per second over resolution means that it is being upscaled. At this point, roughly half of Stadia's library can run at 4K 60, with many offering 4K 30. Of note, Google still does not offer clear information on the resolution of a game purchased on Stadia before the point of purchase. Let's put it into context though. Suing Google over a lack of 4K games on Stadia is basically equating to suing Netflix because some movies just aren't available in 4K. You're paying Netflix extra to unlock 4K, and clearly Netflix is capable of streaming that resolution, but it doesn't change the fact that some content simply isn't available in the resolution, either by limitations of production or simply choice of the publisher. Developers publishing games on Stadia have the same choices and potential limitations. EA, for example, offers Madden NFL 21 at 4K 60 on Stadia, but limits Jedi Fallen Order to 1080p 60, with Google upscaling the final stream for its pro subscribers. If the lawsuit manages to go through, it seeks damages for anyone who purchased a Stadia Founders Edition, Premier Edition, or paid for a Stadia Pro subscription based on the information that Stadia would support all games in 4K. And finally, as announced in December, Apple TV is now available globally on the Chromecast with Google TV. This new app allows you to watch original Apple TV Plus content, as well as access existing iTunes movie and television show purchases. The UI is quite straightforward, with a bar at the top letting users navigate between Watch Now, original content, movies, TV shows, kids, library search and settings. The app makes use of a large cover image and card carousels. Apple TV will integrate with Google TV, so US users can see Apple originals in recommendations and search results. The app also surfaces third-party streaming subscriptions through Apple TV channels. Those memberships, along with TV Plus, can be shared by up to 6 family members, with personalized and curated recommendations available. Apple's service was originally limited to Sony TV sets running Android TV, but today's launch is the start of a broader support on Google platforms. It's also coming to new Google TVs from Sony and TCL, while it will be available on more Android TV-powered devices in the coming months. On phones and tablets, it's viewable on the web, but hopefully a dedicated Android mobile app is coming down the road. To download on device, navigate to the Apps tab and search, or the Apps row in the For You tab. Alternatively, visit Apple TV's Play Store listing on the web and select For Your Chromecast after clicking the Install button. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 95google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via at @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.